show that you can take control of, should you wish. The toll-free number is 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, 855-453. In addition, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The point of the program is, well, you get to bring up anything that you'd like. You can also go to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can actually submit content to the site that can then be voted upon by other listeners just like you. And then you know, we'll know what you think's interesting. In the aggregate, we'll figure out what our listeners like you think is useful or fun or outrageous. There's, you know, you can upload whatever you want. You can post whatever URL to YouTube video or blog post or maybe a news article, whatever. You go to freetalklive.com and the site will reflect your preferences. So in fact, there's a pretty ridiculous video right at the top of the website we were watching a few moments before the show started. I haven't had a chance to get all the way through it yet, but it's of someone who I believe, I don't know if it's a listener of the program, but it's somebody who has been detained at a DUI checkpoint and is then searched by a man with a very thick southern accent without his consent. Where did that sound like to you, Allie? You're from Alabama originally. Did that sound like a Georgia?
Yeah, but
could you place the southern? I mean, are there different regional dialects within?
There probably are, but I can't pick them out.
So it didn't sound like home to you. It didn't sound like Alabama.
Sure. I mean, but I'll meet people and I'll say, well, it reminds me of home, but they're like, I'm from whatever. They're
South Carolina.
Yeah, something like that, where I'm, you know, Florida, who knows? And I'm just like, oh, that's not where I'm from.
So, right, and it depends where you're born, too. So my cousins have a really thick southern accent. They were born in Tennessee, and they've lived in South Carolina, like on the beach, you know, since they were 14. Mm-hmm. But they still have that thick Tennessee accent, yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out. It's a ridiculous video, and it's right now at the top of freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-453. There was a story I promised to talk about last week when you ladies were here, and we didn't get a chance to get to it. So let's do it now. We'll start the show out with this story from alternet.org about female sexuality. And the claim is, it is base, animalistic, and ravenous. A new book on women's sexuality turns everything we think we know on its head. There's a conspiracy theory at the heart of this book. Even to the most casual observer of human history, it isn't news that women's sexuality has been feared, suppressed, and lied about. But what do women want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire by journalist Daniel Bergner uses groundbreaking sex research to show the ways in which our supposedly enlightened society still has female sexuality backward, completely, utterly, and profoundly.
So it's suggesting that women crave sex more than people in society seem willing to accept?
Or admit.
Right.
In accessible and entertaining prose, What Do Women Want? Details everything from individual women's fantasies to the search for a female Viagra. More important, though, it represents a complete paradigm shift. The book, which grew from a much-discussed New York Times Magazine cover story in 2009, reveals how gender stereotypes have shaped scientific research and blinded researchers to evidence of female lust and sexual initiation throughout the animal kingdom, including among humans. It reveals how society's repression of female sexuality has reshaped women's desires and sex lives. Now, when you guys were growing up, did you experience this? I mean, I imagine there's a lot of repression in particularly religious families, but did you guys, were you taught certain things about how sexuality is bad for women?
Well, I definitely was, you know, whatever, during health class, a lot of times there's like the textbook they have you read, and then there'll be talks, you know, that are extra above the textbook, and, you know, they'll say things about masturbation like, it's only for boys.
Mm.
And they definitely didn't suggest that girls are known to masturbate. So I thought it was like, if a girl masturbated, that would be like, she's kind of being tomboyish or something like that. Wishes she had a penis. I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, my parents weren't religious at all, but my mother certainly was not open about sex. So it was just something that wasn't talked about at all.
Like, except, so your brother was treated the same way?
Yeah, except, you know, I was told not to do it, so I think that sort of, you know, this is bad, mentality was instilled in me at a very young age.
That's certainly something I think that across both genders is the case in the American society, and maybe it's got its roots in the puritanical past of the U.S. Certainly, I think a lot of people experience that, you know, sex is bad sort of mentality, and that could possibly have consequences.
You know, sure, absolutely.
It could manifest itself, that repression could manifest itself in maybe some unhealthy manner.
You know, if you grow up thinking that something is bad, even because for me, it's, you know, I didn't really believe that stuff and I got over that pretty quickly. But if you're told something that you do, especially something that's natural like masturbation and sex, if you're told that these things are bad your entire life, you know, that damages heart. It's hard to get over that. It's hard not to have sort of a guilty feeling about
it.
You know, especially when you're younger and you don't really know. That's the other thing, is you're not educated at all on sexuality. So it's something that you don't know anything about and you're told is bad.
Do you think kids today are better off because they have access to the internet as far as these things are concerned?
I don't know. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet.
Bergner, by the way, the researcher here and the leading sex researchers that he interviews, argue that women's sexuality is not the rational, civilized, and balancing force it's so often made out to be, that it is indeed base, animalistic, and ravenous, everything we've told ourselves about male sexuality. As one researcher tells Bergner of all the restrictions put on female sexuality, quote, "Those barriers are a testament to the power of the drive itself. It's a pretty incredible testament because the drive must be so strong to override all of that. Women's desire, its inherent range and innate power, is an underestimated and constrained force, even in our times, when all can seem so sexually inundated, so far beyond restriction," he writes. "Despite the notions our culture continues to imbue, this force is not, for the most part, sparked or sustained by emotional intimacy and safety." In fact, he argues that one of our most comforting assumptions, soothing perhaps above all to men but clung to by both sexes, that female eros is much better made for monogamy than the male libido, is scarcely more than a fairy tale. The suggestion being that maybe we, including women, are not built for monogamy, which kind of brings back a discussion that we had, I think, on a week when Julia wasn't here, you and I, Allie.
No, right. So I guess I'm trying to understand the article's making the point that a lot of people say, well, relationships are monogamous because that's how women want them to be. Men are the ones who crave sex, and the women
right.
have
men
to reel that in.
Men are looking to spread their seed, right? And the women just want to cling on to one guy is kind of the common narrative.
So is the article suggesting that, because there would be a difference, like, you know, you could have, I'm not saying that this is the case, but could it be that women and men could have equally active sex drives and that they get turned on the same amount of times a day or crave sex the same amount?
I would say
that women prefer it to be with one person, whereas men might prefer it to be with multiple partners.
I don't agree with the last part that you said. I think everybody's different. I mean,
sure.
I think that's human beings. Some of them, many of them, are absolutely built for monogamy. And I think some are built for polyamory.
I wonder about that. You may be right. I don't know if there are any statistics on that kind of thing. But I think it's certainly true that people are different, and that I think that what you could probably say is that on average, maybe women are as sexually, you know, are as horny as males.
Yes, I think that makes sense from a... you know, from an evolutionary standpoint.
But they're not allowed to talk about it. There's a societal standpoint of, well, that's not the case. You can't say those things. You can't feel like that.
Sure.
You're not supposed to feel that way.
Well, they say that you can, but if you do, then you are some derogatory word for woman who likes sex. There's like lots of derogatory words for that.
All right, so we'll come back with more here. There's a lot more detail on this story from alternate.org. Get into some more of the, I guess, science-y side of it and some important questions that might arise from such a discussion. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your experience as a woman, if you want to share it, or I guess from the male perspective as well, but of, you know, being a sexual being and what you were raised
or
like.
Or maybe if you're a man with a woman who had hang-ups about sex because of how she was taught.
Sure. Anything that you feel like you can add to the discussion, feel free at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to stay necessarily on the topic that we're discussing, which is female sexuality and its nature as opposed to the societal view of it, at least in the United States. 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And coming up in, well, the next week, July 10th through the 13th, it's happening at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. What is it? Freedom Fest. In fact, our very own Mark will be there throughout those days. So he's going to be enjoying some time in Vegas around all kinds of liberty-oriented people. There, I think they said they expect something like 3,000 attendees to this event. You'll be around big names like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. You can get your tickets and hotel rooms now, and they are booking fast. Go to freedomfest.com. Again, July 10th through the 13th. So that's coming up this coming week. Freedomfest.com. Mark will see you there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. In studio tonight with you, it is Ian.
Allie.
And, oops, sorry, Julia. Let's try you one more time.
And Julia.
That works better. So we've been talking about female sexuality, and Alternet.org has a story where there's a particular scientist, Mr. Bergner, who has been doing some research, quite a bit of it, as a matter of fact, into various different studies about women's sexuality and how really messed up the societal view of this is, this, you know, kind of traditional suggestion that women aren't very sexual at all, and they're only monogamous, they want to have monogamous relationships, and they're saying that the studies are actually kind of turning that on its head, that maybe, in fact, women's sexuality is, as it's described here, base, animalistic, and ravenous. The implications of this are huge. As Bergner puts it, quote, what nascent truths will come into view floating forward if these faiths continue to be cut apart? This book that he has written, which is entitled What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire. This book, how do I put it without sounding hyperbolic, writes the author here, this book should be read by every woman on earth. It should be handed out to pubescent girls right alongside our bodies ourselves and be required course reading for Human Sexuality 101.
I wasn't even given that book. Our bodies, ourselves. That would have been nice.
Are you aware of that book? Have you read that?
No, but it's. I could guess what it's about.
Okay.
I have not read it either.
It is a must-read, says the author here, for any person with even a remote erotic interest in the female gender. It deserves to be listed on bridal registries, gay and straight. It could single-spinedly replace at least a quarter of the sexual self-help section, and the world would be better for it. It is a revelation, a story of redemption. I laughed, I almost cried, with joy. I was turned on, even. You want a female Viagra? This book is as close as we have to it.
Wow.
I spoke to Bergner by phone and about everything from monkey porn to rape fantasies. So there's some questions here that the author had for, or the author of this article had for the author of the book, in this case, Mr. Bergner. Quote, or question one, what are the main bits of wisdom about female sexuality that you took away from writing this book? Answer. Well, I guess the first thing to say is how struck I was by the distance between reality and the fable that we've been taught most recently by evolutionary psychology. That is, that men are driven to spread their seed, and women, by comparison, are more driven to find one good provider, and that therefore, while men are very poorly suited to monogamy, women are much better suited to monogamy. But that just really doesn't stand up when you look at the science. The science behind that is flimsy and circular. And the science, when you look at it clearly, that stands in opposition to that is actually fairly strong, still emergent, but fairly strong. And so that was the first thing so striking to me. You point out, says the author of the article here, that some remarkable ways that scientists have ignored evidence suggesting that women and female animals are far from passive when it comes to sex and are in fact often the initiators of it. You have a favorite example of this?
So wait, how is he disproving that, like, I don't understand the theory that he is saying is, like, in contrast to what he's learned in science, that women are not people in society say women are not promiscuous, but they are? Is that what he's suggesting?
Well, okay, so what he's saying is there is science that is showing, and they don't get into the details in this article. You probably have to get the book for the citations. But he's saying that the science he's seeing stands in opposition to the viewpoint that women are monogamous animals.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I guess so, but
if you're looking for the studies, I don't have those.
I don't know what he's studying that proves that.
Right, I don't either. It's in the book, right? So,
okay.
Like, if you were to go and look at the book, I imagine, then he's probably got citations for the various different studies. This is more of an overview.
Right.
So you're going to have to take his word for it, right? But you're always taking the scientist's word for it.
Sure, because that's true.
Unless you're doing another duplicate study of what you're reading about the scientists are saying that they have done, then you're taking their word for it, that it was done accurately, and it was done to the scientific method, and it was duplicated,
right.
and those sorts of things.
Well, should you base your sex life on what a scientist says it should be? I mean,
oh, no, certainly not. But I think that, what this article is doing is it's trying to change how people perceive female sexuality. I don't think it's saying, Allie, you should be sleeping around. I don't think that's what it's saying here.
Right.
It's just saying that women, according to the science that this guy's been looking at, are not necessarily monogamous creatures.
Okay,
they're not built for monogamy, as has been suggested.
I wish the scientist was on the phone, because I would have questions like, why do people exist in mostly monogamous, or at least attempt monogamy, if it ceases to be monogamy when someone cheats? Why do people continue to do this? Why does society push this?
That's a good question. I guess, you know, there are different answers in different societies, because not all societies behave in the same way. You know,
right.
For instance, tribal culture may have a different way of handling the idea of sexuality and partners and things like
now,
that.
Now, Ian, you keep kind of saying sexuality and monogamy like they are opposites.
No, I don't think I was saying that at all.
Well, you're kind of suggesting that this article is disproving monogamy. Didn't you just say something like that?
Nope, I didn't say that at all. What it's saying is that women are not necessarily built for monogamy. The common suggestion in society is, as Allie was saying earlier, that women are supposed to be looking for one provider, and they're supposed to glom on to that one man, and men, on the other hand, are just out there to have sex all over the place.
That has not been my experience at all with men.
Okay. But that is, wouldn't you agree that's the common viewpoint about men?
I think that a lot of people think that, but I've felt like that was wrong for a long time. You know, like, that's not been my experience, that men overall are just looking to have sex with as many people as possible.
See, I have mixed feelings because, well, for one thing, as far as like monogamy versus polyamory, I'm not able to give an unbiased position because I've only had monogamous relationships, so I don't really, I can only give my perspective, and like, I'm choosing to continue monogamy, so obviously I prefer that. So, but then as far as like what the article is suggesting, which is that women are more sexual than society is allowing and just, you know, how we talk about women and sex, I agree with that. Like, I think that women, you know, there's a lot more types of sex, ways to experience their sexuality, which are not being experimented with because they feel like it's bad to even go into that with the person they're with. But I don't think that, you know, it doesn't make me think, well, maybe women should just have multiple sex partners. It doesn't necessarily conclude in my mind.
No, I don't think that that's what they're saying here. They're just saying that the common view that women are only suited for monogamy by nature is false. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S.
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. We are talking about female sexuality here on Ladies' Night with Allie, Julia, and of course I'm Ian here at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and grab up some archives. So if you want to go back in time, you can go back for years worth of Free Talk Live, all for free at freetalklive.com. Do head over there and enjoy those features. Plus, each archive page has the SoundCloud player built right into it, which means you can easily play the audio right from the website. You can download it. You can also share it on your favorite social bookmarking networking website. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives, and know that every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments. From the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount going to interest decreases. But if you've got a 30-year loan, it's going to take a long time, something like 10 and a half years, to even get to 50-50. Because you're starting at like 35% going to principal. So it takes a long time to get that to 50-50. Now, if you get a 20-year loan, your first payment right out the gate has 49.6% going to principal reduction. And a 15-year loan, you will start with 59% going to a principal reduction, and it gets better from there. So go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and you can hook up with some of their mortgage experts who can help you out getting your mortgage. That's 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to Kirk, listening in Texas. Then we'll continue with more of this article with some more about female sexuality and what it really may all be about instead of what society believes. Kirk, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KVRA.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Kirk. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm enjoying the show, and it's pretty interesting. I just arrived in Texas, and I just got a radio today, and this was the first channel I pulled up.
Welcome.
Great topic. I've been doing a lot of writing about this kind of stuff over the past years, and just recently, And, you know, this morning I was, you know, considering that it came to me that, you know, there's two great powers of all of creation, and I believe they're equal, and that is nature and woman. And it's very important for people to come to that belief. It's been important for me. Everything
so are you,
that
you
I
putting women seen. Above above male as far as powers?
Maybe men are the nature.
I'm putting woman as a great force in creation equal to the forces of nature. That no matter how we have tried to mold and shape and control woman, it's not something we'll ever be able to do.
You've been trying to mold and shape women? I
don't think that's what he was saying.
You mean society? When you say we, what do you mean by that?
Society. The pressures of society and how women are, girls are raised. You know, the debasement of womanhood has delivered the most crushing blow to humanity. You know, I believe it's thoroughly hammered into the girl that her life will be joyless unless she can go through it at the side of a husband. And that otherwise she will never be taken seriously.
Did whenever you all get that when you were growing up, that message?
Well, I think a lot of the whole life is about getting married has, I don't really know where that came from. Was it me and my friends would definitely like to fantasize about, like, what our weddings would be like? But I don't really, that wasn't so much about the guy. It was more about, like, what is my wedding dress? What color is it going to be? Or something like that. But I don't really feel like, I kind of got the sense that marriage was like about, you know, it was like an empowering thing just since I've been alive, because I don't know about my mom or my mom's mom, if it was that way for them. But to me, it was like, you get to choose, you know, anyone that you want to. And then when you choose that person, you get to like spend your whole life with them. And hopefully you choose the right person or you'll get a divorce and that'll suck. Just like it sucks now for you, have it going through like whatever as a kid, seeing your parents get divorced. That's what you're trying to avoid. So I don't know. I didn't feel like the pressure to get married was like too intense or anything like that.
Kirk, other thoughts you want to share?
Sure. I mean, I think that you know, I'm a product of the 60s, and so you know, you can imagine what that kind of upbringing was like. You know, but this glorification of earthly love with maternal bliss is the highest aim. You know, and girls subject to this artificial pressure. You know, and if they don't achieve this, you know, this you know, husband and kids and all that, then she's wasted her time on earth and she needs to be pitied.
Yeah, and the family is disappointed in her, and if they don't get their grandkids, then there's disappointment there.
Well, I know women who do not have any desire to have babies. Like
there's one sitting in the room.
They don't even understand that, or you know, and I'm not saying they don't understand it. They like it's not that
it's
they kind of have
it's
it,
totally
but then
rejected.
Their rationality takes over, and they think maybe it's not good to have babies. They just don't have the desire in the first place, and that I kind of feel bad that those women are going to be made to feel like there's something wrong with them for not wanting to have kids.
Kirk, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Julia, has at any point in your past, did you ever have the desire for children? Or
no,
has it just never been present for you?
No, I've never had the desire for children. I think for me, I can think of a lot of cons of having children. I really like my life. I guess I'm a selfish person, and I really enjoy the freedom to be able to travel and do all these things that I want to do. And the reality is that when children come into the picture, that's not an option.
I think it would be more selfish as if you said, you know, it'd be fun to have, like, a little me next to me while I travel and do all this stuff. So I'm gonna have a baby, regardless of
how much.
There
are people that have kids for that reason.
I really get irritated when people say things like, "You're selfish for not wanting kids," as if having kids
is
not
unselfish.
Right, it's coming from an unselfish place.
What? Like,
people say
the suggestion is that the potential kids that you might have one day, if you were to conceive, poor them for not ever going to get the chance to exist. That's what they're suggesting.
I mean, I think
so. You should always have sex with every man you encountered because those are a bunch of potential babies that could have been born.
Right.
And since you chose not to have sex, you're really, you know, you're really cheating someone out of a life.
Yeah. I mean, I think that for me to want to have kids, I would have to be older. I would have to be with somebody who I've, you know, because I think that, like, being a single mother sounds really, really awful to me. I think that a good family situation, a partner to help you, is definitely beneficial for the child. And I couldn't imagine being in that situation, I guess. I would have to have been with somebody for a really long time, know that that was going to last, and have done everything I wanted to do as a young person. No. But the problem with that is that you're built to have kids when you're young.
Right, so is there a drive? Like, I mean, obviously there's a sex drive, right? Like,
sure.
Everybody has a sex drive. But is there actually, like, a drive to have kids? Is that what the biological clock thing is all about?
I think there absolutely is a drive to have kids, yes.
What is it? I mean, so, but you haven't felt that, have you? Whatever that is it a sensation? I mean, obviously I don't know what this is like. I'm totally reaching here.
I don't know what that's like. I don't know anything beyond, but I think that the sex drive is the reason. I mean, that's the basis of it, right?
Sure. Sure, and that's what results in the kids.
Right.
But is there a separate drive, like a baby-wanting drive? I mean, no. Allie, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Okay, so...
Like when you see babies, does it make you melt?
Well, right. So there's a difference when I was younger, and I was like, I don't ever want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are rude and mean, and I just had this really poor opinion of children. And now I'm a little older, and now when I see little kids, I just... They're just so cute, and I can't help but smile, and it doesn't matter what's going on. If a little kid comes by, just, like, all of a sudden start smiling, and
now,
I don't know what
that
is.
You don't do that, right, Julia, like, when you see little kids?
Kids make me very uncomfortable.
Right.
Now, I used to
be very uncomfortable with
kids. I can promise you that, you know, if I had a kid, I would be very fond of it. There's chemicals in place to ensure that occurs. So,
but you don't experience what Allie experiences when there's, like, a little baby around.
I do not think babies are cute at all. Now,
and you've
got
6 years on? Oh, yeah, 28. She's 22.
Yeah.
I don't know how many dirty diapers I'd have to change before that goes away. I'm not saying that that's something that, like, makes me think I want a baby now when I'm, you know, whatever, working at a convenience store. That's not what I want.
But there's something about them that you find
attractive. There's something about them that makes me think I could see myself with one of those.
I think that little kids are cuter than babies. Like, before they lose
the
teeth,
true.
Like, little toddler boys are way cuter than babies.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, women's sexuality, babies, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it here on Free Talk Live. You can take control. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up in moments.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are talking sexuality, specifically the female version. 855-450-FREE. Maybe it's more like what everybody's always thought men were like. More ravenous and base and animalistic. Those are the words the article uses here, and I think they're pretty good ones. Alternate.org is the source. I actually haven't posted this yet on our Facebook. I will do that in Twitter and Google Plus and all that. We'll get to that here. 855-450-FREE. We've also been talking about the, which sort of spun off into the topic of the desire to have children. And I find this very interesting because I don't have that desire. Maybe some men do, I presume, but certainly it's something that's common. It's a common topic of discussion about women, and the biological clock that starts ticking in the in your 30s, right? Isn't that supposed to? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. I have not experienced that. I'm not in my 30s yet.
Well, you're the one who's done like research into the reproductive system for.
Sure, I don't think that there's a separate drive to have children. I think that is the sex drive. Mm-hmm. I do. I think that.
But why is it that Allie gets all googly eyed over babies, but you don't?
Allie thinks they're cute, and I don't. I think little kids.
Doesn't that have something to do with it, though?
I don't know. I don't know that that's the case at all.
Maybe I just get jealous easily. I'm just jealous they have like a cute little kid to hang out with, and for me it's like I lose sort of, because parents never seem to appreciate how cute their kids are as I do. But
you
that's not really that's true at all.
All parents say, "Oh, my kid's the cutest kid."
I feel like a lot of parents, I don't know, maybe it just is wears off. The cuteness wears off. I don't know what it is. Maybe the kid was being bad or something earlier, but yeah.
I've never seen that with parents. I mean, like almost to a person, parents always talk about how cute their kids are. I do the same thing about my animals.
They definitely, they don't mind sure. if I say, oh, it's a cute kid. It's not like they're like, no, he's ugly or anything like that. But I don't know. I think that what I'm saying is that my fleeting experience with kids and just the memories I have, like, oh, that was so much fun when I babysat that one time. It's different when you're
the parent.
Sole responsible person.
No, okay, that makes sense. I mean, if you're talking about having an experience with a child.
The kid's a way bigger hassle when it's, like, your life.
Obviously. Right, because as a babysitter, you get to give the child back at the end of the evening. So, yeah, that's a fun excursion. But
return
if,
it.
If you've got to stay awake when it's crying at night, then it becomes less fun.
Right.
So that makes sense.
I think for me, that's kind of where my opinion comes from, is I've actually really thought a lot about the consequences. And for me, like, having a child is all the time. It is a very long commitment, and I would not feel comfortable doing this until I was ready to commit to that.
I can barely take care of myself, let alone have a child around. But let's get back into the story here from alternate.org about female sexuality. They're interviewing the author of a book. Said book is entitled, What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire. Question for the author. You point out some remarkable ways that scientists have ignored evidence suggesting that women and female animals are far from passive when it comes to sex and are, in fact, often initiators. Do you have a favorite example of this? And the answer is, I really do. Deidre, a rhesus monkey, a member of the species that we sent into space in the 60s as our doubles to see how well we would survive, is one of my favorite characters in the book. I went down and spent a while at a primatology center with a scientist who was trying to take the blinders off the way we see the sexuality of our closest ancestors. And what I learned was that for decades, despite evidence to the contrary, scientists had painted primate sex as male-dominated. Males are the initiators, they would say. Females, the sort of almost indifferent receivers. Like that they're just getting mounted and that's
it. Well, you do see this in nature.
So it appears, right? Like on the nature shows or Nova and things like that. But standing next to this scientist, Kim Wallen, it was clear that it was not at all true. Almost comically so. We spent a day following Deidre, a relatively tranquil, low-key female monkey who was nevertheless relentlessly stalking, sexually stalking, her object of desire. If there's any objectification going on in the monkey kingdom, it's the females objectifying the males, chasing them, and sort of all but forcing them. It wasn't just Deidre, of course. It was all of the female monkeys that were following. And it was just alarming how we could be so sure of this other reality and yet blind to the truth that was just staring us right in the face. And you have to ask yourself, how could they be so blind to that? Is that the societal beliefs about female sexuality are so prevalent that even scientists observing, you know, monkeys and chimpanzees in the wild are completely ignorant of it? It's just unbelievable.
You know, it's another thing that's really strange is I was reading a book and it was about the female. Well, I was going to say the female reproductive system, but the clitoris actually has nothing to do with reproduction. So this one little blurb about the clitoris and how, you know, basically, if you asked most people, you know, what is a clitoris, they'd probably be able to tell you that somewhere near the vulva, if they understood what vulva was, and they'd probably just think that it's like, you know, just a small area, you know, around the vagina. That's all they know. But the clitoris is actually like internal, like it has like a
It
takes up space inside your body, too.
And this is a relatively recent, like, revelation, is it not?
Well, that's what I found interesting, was that they were suggesting that it had been discovered in, like, I'm pretty sure they were saying, like, the 1800s, mm-hmm. that it had been discovered. And
but
then
suppressed?
Forgotten. It said forgotten in quotes. They didn't go into that, what they meant, but then it was rediscovered in the 80s.
And I only heard about this recently, though. Like, I remember hearing about this story, and there was some sort of computer graphic that went along with it to kind of to show what they're talking about. It was very, very interesting.
It actually wraps around the vagina as if to suggest that...
Like, coils around it?
Yeah, like, it wraps all the way around, and you know, they say that, that if the clitoris is stimulated during sex, that it should make the actual intercourse more pleasurable for the man.
Right.
More pleasurable for the man and the woman. Right?
Which is how you can get guys to pay attention to the clitoris.
There you go. And this
science.
This is important information. And why was it just forgotten? I mean, what a strange choice of terms.
I found it really strange.
Maybe they didn't realize how important it was.
I wanted to follow up on that and figure out, you know, I guess, but how could you possibly know what were the reasons behind why it was forgotten?
You wouldn't.
How did it not get included in any other, you know, like, study into this?
Female sexuality was certainly repressed in the 1800s and early 1900s in the United States, at least. like, without a doubt.
Sure.
I actually love that about Boardwalk Empire. So I don't know if you've seen it, Allie.
I haven't.
You've seen some of it. Mm-hmm. But my favorite thing about Boardwalk Empire is to watch the interactions between the male and the female. Because if you actually look into that, like, some of that is very accurate, right? Historically.
What
and
is it?
It's like the woman existed basically as an accessory to hang on the wealthy men, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was basically like his dame, right? And she was just there,
like,
sitting on his lap. She had nothing to say. You know, she was just there for him to have sex with. But, and then there was a lot of...
And he had more than one in this case, in the show's case.
Yes, but, and there was a lot of... like sexual scenes where it made it really seem like it was the men's choice when, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, it's time to have sex. You know what I mean? I say so. Like, it was very male dominated. But if you look into organizations like Planned Parenthood, for example, is a great one. So if you read their history and kind of where that company came from, it's obviously changed names over the years, but like, in the 20s, those were activists who were jailed for trying to promote education and birth control for women, because that stuff was illegal.
Yeah, I remember there was some of that in the show where, like, even having a class about women's sexuality was, no, you can't do this.
Right.
They had a trouble finding a place to even have the class.
Exactly, which I'm sure was rooted in religion. Most likely.
It was, probably, yeah. But that's where the root, I think, a lot of the
sure.
current... Even if people are not religious, they still have some of this baggage that we've been discussing throughout the hour tonight.
Right.
And that's ultimately from the puritanical
But that
history.
Makes sense. So where does this puritanical attitude come from?
The Puritans.
Know, whatever. Men, I, you know, because my assumption, I'm going to go ahead and... it seems like it comes from male sexual insecurity when it's like, you know... This whole women can't be talking about sexual education or, you know, exploring things like masturbation or whatever, using sexual devices. Like, I feel like a lot of that kind of, like, female sexual repression comes from husbands and people that are afraid of
Maybe
their
so.
Women.
Yeah, well, right. So what if my lady finds sexuality for herself and decides she doesn't need me anymore? Is that kind of what you think? Maybe where the guys are coming from in that case. So back to the story here. So it was one of the examples that's really, I guess, they use the term stalking here. This stalking monkey, stalking the object of her desire, but not just her, but all of the female monkeys. They say it was one example of our blindness to female sexuality, and ultimately, I think, our fear of it. And maybe that's touching back on what you were saying, the male's fear of understanding or admitting that women are as sexual as they are. Maybe more so. In some cases, 855, 450 free. The SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more to this story, and we will continue it in hour number two. Your calls certainly welcome your experiences with sexual repression, female sexuality, what you think it's really all about. 855, 450 free.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.